Hello, and welcome to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest, and this is episode 20, The Message of Omicron. This week, I decided to ask my guides about the Omicron variant that's in the news to see if there was anything we needed to know about this virus variant, and they had a lot to say. They didn't start out talking about Omicron, but in the end, it was all related. They started out talking about the oceans. We have a serious problem with the oceans, and we're reaching a certain crisis point with the oceans. And this is not the first time I've been told that our oceans are in crisis. So first of all, we don't have to worry about all of the water on planet Earth, just the top layer. Apparently, there's a layer of the oceans that's very deep, that's immune from human interaction. But above that very deep ocean level, there's the part of the ocean that we humans inhabit, where we sail our boats and throw our pollution. And at that top layer, which is about 40 meters down, we're in crisis. So there's the deep sea, which has one ecosystem and one type of weather. And then 40 meters or so down, and I'm not really sure of the exact measurements, but once you go down far enough, there's a different weather system, a different ecosystem, a different environment. And it's the one above that's in crisis. The pollution in this top region is impacting the sea animals and the larger fish in particular. And they said this has a lot to do with the food chain and what they're consuming and how it then gets concentrated in the larger animals. So there's a concentration of the pollution in the largest sea creatures, which in turn is impacting humans because of our consumption of them and our interaction with them. So whales, tuna, bass, yellowtail, other large fish, and then also seals, dolphins, walruses, turtles, large turtles, the ones that come to land, sea lions, penguins, and especially any of the sea creatures that are amphibious, the ones that come onto the land and also go into the water, are most at risk. And this, they say, is related to this new Omicron variant. So there are certain communities in Europe, in the U.S., in Canada and Japan, that eat a lot of these fish, these large fish in large amounts, and do a lot of fishing and otherwise involve themselves with these large sea creatures, either capturing them, hatching them, killing them, or eating them. And there's a relationship between the pollution in the top 40 or so meters of the ocean, the large sea creatures, and the communities and the countries that are involved with these creatures and Omicron. Now, an interesting thing about this new variant called Omicron is that apparently, according to my guidance, it's not really just a coronavirus, but it's something a little different, some type of next level virus. And as we've learned from past episodes, the coronavirus came to help humanity work on bullying. And now Omicron is coming to teach us about a next level of bullying. So as a reminder, the bullying that coronavirus came to teach us about has to do with the way that humans bully other humans and the way that countries bully other countries. Now, Omicron is actually forcing us to also look at how we bully other species. So something's going to happen with the Omicron variant that's going to bring heightened awareness about our interaction with species, non-human species, and also our pollution of the oceans. And this is a good thing. We're already seeing part of this tendency to bully come out in the mislabeling of Omicron as related to the continent of Africa, and then travel restrictions being placed on citizens of those countries. When in fact, this variant is not from the continent of Africa, it's from the continent of Europe. Europe and Canada Alaska, the really cold countries, is actually where it originates. And so Norway, Iceland, Finland, Alaska, the Antarctic, Northern Canada, Japan, Siberia, and Northern Asia. And it's also related to Japan and Siberia because of whaling. And it's related also to fishing rights and the bullying of indigenous fishing communities and how that has led to an imbalance in fishing and whaling ecosystems and these kinds of activities in the Northern Hemisphere. So I asked my guides, what do people need to know? What do I need to tell people about this? And they said the Omicron variant is going to raise consciousness around pollution, climate change, and species abuse. And it's going to begin to bring these issues together for humanity so that humanity can begin to see the connections. These are interconnected. They're actually all one issue. So pandemics that affect human communities are related to pollution created by human communities, and they're related to weather that has changed because of human communities, and also to the abuse of other species by human communities, as well as the bullying of human communities by other human communities. The disproportionate concentration of wealth in northern countries and communities to the detriment of southern communities, for example, on the continent of Africa, all of these issues are related. They said that Omicron and what comes with or after Omicron brings an awareness about the interrelationship of all these issues. And they didn't actually say what's coming with Omicron or in the wake of it, but they just alluded to the fact that it's not just this variant, but what comes with it. And apparently that's the purpose of this particular strain. And they're saying it's a coronavirus, but it's not. It's actually something beyond a coronavirus. So there's something more attached to or connected to the variant. It's something more. And what we do, what else do we do? What else do we need to know about it? And they said, well, you need to get your house in order. You need to get your house in order. And so this is an idiomatic expression that can be interpreted in this case to refer to how when a government is poorly run, it impacts the whole country, and how a country that has its own problems is in no position to criticize other countries. The bullying tendency will have us criticizing certain countries and saying, oh, they are doing it all wrong, and that is why the virus is spreading in their country. But that attitude will not serve in a pandemic. We all need to get our houses in order. And the way that humanity is structuring society in general is negatively impacting the whole planet. Our house is not in order, and we need to get our house or our planet in order. But we can't do that until we change the way we govern, until we change the structure, the hierarchies, and the interrelated structures of government. These need to change before we can get our house in order. The left hand affects the right hand, they explain. We have to coordinate our actions as a planet. And the problem is we're still thinking that if we can get our little corner sanitized, that we'll be safe. That's how we're thinking as a planet. We're thinking, oh, well, if our country gets enough vaccines and we can stop the spread of the virus, we'll be safe, even if another country is being ravaged. And this is entirely untrue. There's nothing about this pandemic that respects boundaries, and the pandemic is not what we think it is. We think it's a viral infection that's impacting certain people and killing certain people and making other people sick. But it's much more than that. It's a global change that's happening through this virus. Vaccinating everybody is helping, but it's not going to make the virus go away. Vaccinating is important, but having certain countries vaccinated and other countries not is not going to work. Sharing of vaccines and sharing of healthcare resources would be good because it would satisfy the purpose of the coronavirus and coming to teach us about bullying and stratification. But they pointed out that it's not the case that everybody getting the vaccine eliminates the virus. A scientific approach to the pandemic is needed. But there is not a complete solution to this problem to be found in vaccinations alone. We need much more than that. The scientific solution, the creation of vaccines, is a means to an end. If the creation of vaccines and the sharing and distribution of vaccines teaches us as a planet to share and to be concerned about our fellow human in other countries, then yes, it will eliminate the spread of the virus. But if we are only trying to approach this purely as a scientific solution to a biological disaster, without changing the way we interact with one another, we will not solve it. The virus is a means to an end, and the vaccine is a means to an end. The end is a shift in consciousness, a change in the way we interact with one another. How we interact, human to human, and also human to species, and human to planet, that's the end. However we get there. If we get there, that's what matters, whether it's through vaccines or through global change in the way we interact with the environment and species. There are so many routes that can get us to the solution. For example, the global sharing of healthcare and scientific resources so that the standard of health is raised for the entire planet could end this pandemic. The entire planet could be given healthcare so that the entire planet is healthy, healthy in such a way that viruses are no longer a threat. That's something that could be accomplished. Viruses are not inevitable. We do not have to contend with endless viral variants and pandemics. We need to pay attention to some public health facts. There is a reason why certain people are more susceptible to the virus than others. It's because they are not healthy. And the people who are not healthy disproportionately belong to communities that are denied access to health care. There are no accidental correlations here. It is the poor people and the people of certain ethnic groupings and the people who are in certain countries who have the poorest health and the worst health outcomes in general. And in particular, with regard to the virus, the poorest and the most oppressed have the worst outcomes. This means the solution is not simply to vaccinate the planet. We also have to raise the standard of health for the planet so that immunity or resistance to viral pandemics becomes the norm. We've seen that sometimes with those who are vaccinated, if they have a certain number of pre-existing conditions, they will still become ill or die, even with the vaccine. This does not mean the vaccine is not a good thing. The vaccine is helping many, many people. But it's failing some people, and it's failing them because it's not just the virus they are fighting off. they are fighting off a whole host of poor health factors, all of which can be remedied with the science available today. The epidemic rates of diabetes, heart disease, tuberculosis, AIDS, other immune dysfunction conditions, Epstein-Barr, MS, cancer, eye diseases, various immune system dysfunctions, which are rampant throughout the planet, are all treatable and preventable with the proper distribution of healthcare and resources on the planet. Obesity rates also are linked to poor outcomes as well, and obesity rates are not simply the result of people being lazy and greedy, as many would have us believe. Obesity rates are directly linked to poverty rates and to geographical locations where there is a scarcity of nutritious food or the predominance of food heavily laden with chemicals linked to the creation of obesity. These viruses that are spreading throughout the planet have the potential to raise our awareness about these health inequalities. This is the great potential. We could elevate the health of the entire planet. When we do this, not only will people no longer be dying from coronavirus, but we will also not have to worry about the next variant on the horizon. We will not have to keep developing new and better vaccines, because our bodies will have created stronger immune systems that are impervious to these viruses. This is the end. This is the goal. The virus is the means. The vaccine is the means. Climate change awareness is the means. Animal rights activism is the means. All of these things coming together have a particular outcome, which is a healthy planet full of healthy people, healthy animals, healthy plants, and healthy oceans. That is the ultimate outcome of the Omicron virus. And what's coming with Omicron? These are all the means to an end. It's up to us to learn the lesson and to take action. It's up to us to receive this message and to change the way we are. And it's not that hard. It may sound hard, but it's not. Changing the way we interact with one another is not hard. We have the resources. We have plenty of resources. Getting the resources to the right people for the right purpose in the right time frame is how we solve this global crisis. Thank you. You've been listening to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Best. If you'd like to support this podcast, please share, subscribe, like, comment, and donate to my Patreon account, Jennifer Lisa Best on Patreon. And I will see you next time.